a part of the American experience. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It is big. It's very big. It's quite an honor.
That's Murray County farmer Pat Campbell, who recently took part in a press conference with officials of the Smithsonian Institute. The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History is looking to the public to record and preserve the innovations and experiences of farming and ranching. And they're partnering with the American Farm Bureau, and Campbell, representing the Tennessee Farm Bureau, has made the first donation. It includes photographs, a computer cow tag, and reader from his multi-generational dairy farm.
What they ask us to do is some of the historical pictures, the old pictures of our farm and the way it has progressed over the past 40, 50 years, 60 years from about the end of World War II up until about 2010. Some of the technology that's taken place, just some of the advancements, the size increases, as well as going from, as he said, intensive agriculture that we're looking at today.
As part of the Smithsonian's Agricultural Innovation and Experience Project, a web portal will open at the museum this spring on National Ag Day, where the public can upload their stories about technologies and innovations that have changed in farming since World War II. Peter Leopold is museum curator.
And for us, this is a grand experience that in the past, that we've always worked very directly with people to build the collections, the national collections. But in this case, we're actually beginning to do this through social media. And it's a little bit of a challenge. It's something we've never done before. But we know that if we're going to talk to a lot of folks and reach people all throughout the country, that social media is the way to go.
Now, the American Enterprise exhibit is scheduled to open in 2015 at the Museum of American History. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.